You're listening to The Tao of Indifference, sex, dating, and relationship advice for an indifferent world.
I'm Demetrius, he's Delaney, we are the Tao of Indifference podcast, and we are here to tell you that you look really good today.
Yeah, actually you've been looking really good a lot of days.
So you know what? Tell yourself you're welcome. I don't know what that was. Today we're going to talk about what it's like to deal with a flake when you're dating, dealing with flaky people, dealing with flakes.
Not dandruff.
Yes, not dandruff. If you have flakes, you know, get a shampoo that's specifically made for extreme dandruff. Take some care of your hair. Seems rough. I remember from like when I was, I don't think they still have these commercials anymore, but like Head and Shoulders commercials when I was a kid were so intense. Like it'd be like, oh man, you think you look good, but then you scratch your head for 2 seconds and your shoulder looks like somebody snowed on it. And it's like, yo, that's so intense, man. Like I already have dandruff. You're making me feel super, super low self-esteem about it. So we're not talking about that. We're talking about dealing with flaky people. I have been a person that was flaky when dating, and I've also dealt with a lot of flaky women when dating. How about you, Delaney?
I've been flaked on a few times, and I've actually, like, it kind of hurt. I'm not going to lie, it did hurt. It didn't kind of hurt, it did hurt. Because, you know, you get it all excited, and you're just like, man, it's going to be great. We made plans, it's going to go perfect. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to wear these shoes, this shirt. I'm going to get a fresh haircut. I'm going to make sure I brush my teeth twice today. And then you get, like, a text 10 minutes before you're supposed to get there. Hey, something came up, can't go. That sucked because, first of all, I'm on the train. If you live in New York, 10 minutes before arriving at somewhere, you're probably already on your way there. You're not, like, walking down the street. It just hurts because, you know, here you are, you know, clearing your schedule, but it's time for this other person. And they couldn't do the same. You know, they'd rather be, you know, I don't know, playing Destiny or, I don't know, Lord of the Rings.
You know what would be the worst reason to flake on anyone? If you were like, sorry, I'm watching all of the Lord of the Rings movies and The Hobbit. All three Hobbit movies, all 28 of the Lord of the Rings. I'm going to be, sorry I didn't tell you sooner. I've been watching Peter Jackson movies for 24 hours at this point, and I lost track of time because they're engaging. They're really engaging. One time I went on it, I was waiting to meet someone at a date. I was at the bar, and I was texting her like, where are you? Because a half an hour has passed. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna head home. So I like, on the way to go home, I like stop in a pizza place and I'm eating and I'm just like, okay, I'm about to hop on the train, no big deal. And she texts me and she says, hey, sorry, I fell asleep. Do you still want me to come? And I'm like, no, that is the worst flaking ever. Like, don't even respond to me at this point. Like, I'm never going to see you again. Well, I'm never going to see you. I never met her. Yeah, that was the worst flaking I've ever had, I think. Like, usually it's 10 minutes before, which is true. On the, like, 10 minutes before is usually, like, me crossing the bridge on the Q train. And I'm like, now I got to go to Canal Street and then turn around. Like, this sucks. One time I actually got flaked on for a date and it ended up working out really well where I was like, you know, it was like a first date or a second date and somebody flaked on me and then I texted someone else and then we went on a really good date. So shout out to that flaky person for actually helping me once. All the other times though, it was terrible. But I think what you said is true about sort of the anticipation, like the build up anticipation and then have it sort of be dashed on the rocks of hope. Really sucks.
Oh my goodness, that's pretty deep, man.
Well, you know, I was reading the Iliad. I was reading the Odyssey. There's a lot of like dashing on the rocks in the Odyssey. And when I was a kid, I didn't get what I read the Odyssey when I was like very young, because I was in one of those like gifted programs. So I read the Odyssey when I was very young. In the Odyssey, there's a lot of stuff of basically, like, dashing against the rocks. And I'm like, that sounds fun. And then you realize that, like, being dashed against the rocks means that if you slam a body against the rocks, it just splits open. It's completely disgusting. So, you know, that's what being flaked on is like, guys. It's like having it's like having your abdomen torn open by rocks on a cliff. So, you know, maybe don't flake. But you know, just don't try not to do that. But let's say you are dating someone who's like not flaky enough where they'll just completely abandon you on a date because you probably shouldn't go on a second date with that person. But more like, oh, I said I was going to be there an hour ago and now I'm leaving the house. Or, oh, I know I committed to doing this friend thing with you, but now I'm going to bail. You know, like that sort of stuff. Have you ever dated anyone who was like that? Or were you that person?
Yeah, you know what? Yes, I do recall. There was a time in my life where I was dating someone, and I was supposed to meet their mom.
Whoa.
And they kept pushing it back. And at first, I was like, oh, okay, maybe she's not ready to meet your mom. But then I was like, is she embarrassing me or something? Like, why is she... Like, she's okay with seeing me, bringing me around her house, and all my mom's out there. But then, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, it made me feel like I wasn't good enough in her view. But yeah, yeah. But she flaked on that. And then, when she found out that, oh, you know, this day, I kind of did the flaking. I'm like, oh, never mind. I don't want to be there anymore. So we're done.
You know what? I love spite flaking. Spite flaking is underrated, I will say. I've definitely done that. The last person I dated who was flaky would do this thing where she would not directly flake on things. She would ask a question like, do you really want me to go to something? After I already invited her, and I'd be like, of course I want you to go. But if I didn't answer it the right way, that would be her excuse to sort of cancel, which was really just like an elaborate passive-aggressive flake. Like, if I was like, of course I want you to come, she'd be like, well, you don't sound excited for me to come, so I'm not going to go. Which is just like flaking by deflection. So then it'd be like, do you want me to go? I'd be like, oh my God, I would love if you came. And then like the day of, she tried to pick a fight with me. Like, and then like an hour before, she really would try to pick a fight with me. And that was like her way of flaking. And, you know, she was garbage. So, yeah. So how I dealt with that was like the worst way, which was like feeding into it, which I would never recommend. I would never recommend feeding into like flaky people's bullshit. And that goes for people who do like passive aggressive flaking by making you be the one that makes them flake. But it also goes for people who flake on you and then they apologize like so much, like they're super just, I'll make it up to you. And then they try to make it up to you. Like, just don't feed into it because it just rewards flaky behavior.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I feel like with things like that, you should just, you don't have the day, but kind of just have the mindset of, you know, I'll believe it when I see it.
Yes.
You know, it's always like you don't tell them, you don't believe them because that could hurt, you know, because then they could just not really want to not flake anymore. They could just say, you know what, since you don't believe in me, I'm just going to keep flaking, which is, you know, that's dumb.
Some people do it.
Yeah, people do. Oh, you know what, since you think I'm always going to flake, I'm just going to keep flaking.
Like, and it's like, okay. That's not why I told you that I didn't believe in you. Like, you're missing the point. I will say, though, that I found that if it's like a friend, like say you're dealing with a flaky friend, confronting them a lot of times doesn't really help, doesn't really do anything. What does help, well, maybe not help, but I've found when I'm dealing with somebody who's flaky, I just stop inviting them to stuff. I'm just like, why would I even invite you if you're just going to flake out? If you want to come, you can show up, but like, I don't care if you come. And that goes for like people I'm dating or whatever. I will say this, I doubt that I could date anyone who's flaky now. Because the older I get, the more my social obligations are less like, oh man, I gotta go do this stupid thing. So like, I know this isn't like a cool night out, but hanging out with my friend is really important to me because who knows when I'll see them again, they're moving away, or my friends have kids, so when they come to hang out, it's like an occasion. So, you know, when I was 22, 25, even like 28, dating someone who was flaky would be like, ugh, it's annoying, but I'll deal with it, but today, there's no fucking way. Like, the only thing I'll deal with is, like, last-minute flaking on a date. That's annoying, but things happen. Like, if you're sick, cool. Or if you just don't want to go out or whatever. But flaking on, like, you know, big stuff.
Yeah, I was it's funny that you said that because you were talking about how, as you're getting older. I was thinking about that earlier today. I was thinking about that. I was like, you know what? As I'm getting older, I'm becoming very picky in terms of behavior. Like, I'm like, so if I was single, that's one thing I could not tolerate. I'm like, yep, sorry. Like, if you're going to say, you know, if you say you're going to meet me somewhere, you should meet me there. You know, otherwise, you should stop talking to me. And that probably sounds harsh to people, unless it's serious, unless someone's dying, or your car broke down, or, I don't know, you got electrocuted from touching the socket when you weren't supposed to. I don't know why an adult would do that, but, you know.
Me either. I would like to hear that story, though. So, if you've done that, you know, we would never encourage you to do that, but... I mean, it sounds like a cool story. You know, you might as well share it.
But Yeah, you know, unless it's a really good reason, but if it's like, hey, I don't feel like it. And there's another thing. There's a way to recover from a flake. Say we're dating, and I say, hey, let's go and get a Great China Wall. Not in China, in Harlem or something. But, and you're like, oh, I don't know if I want to go there, but can I just come over to your place and bring Chinese food? I'm like, what? That's awesome. Yeah, so there you go. Way to save yourself from completely flaking on somebody. You should invite yourself over if they have a place. You know, if they don't, then just make it up to them somehow.
Yeah, I think that there comes times in your life where you have to be the person who has to cancel. But there's a way to cancel that's not flaky. Like, if you know you have to cancel on something, it's not flaking if you give someone a heads up for, like, you know, a day in advance, 6 hours in advance, whatever. There's some stuff where if you flake, it's just like, wow, how did you, like flaking on a wedding when you're invited. And, like, the day of, you just don't hear from, because that just happened. A friend of mine was telling me, like, they just got married and people flaked on their wedding. But, like, you don't flake on a wedding. You, like, that's crazy. Like, could you imagine, like, the day of the wedding, you get a text, sorry, bro, can't make it. Like, how can't you make it? Like, how can't you make it unless somebody died or, like, somebody's in the hospital? Like, or just worst is if, I would say this, the worst thing you can do if you're going to flake is just be radio silent. Like, at minimum, you got to tell people you're flaking. Like, I'm sorry, I can't make it. That's the absolute worst for sure. That would make me lose my mind if I was doing anything serious, you know? Like, I've only ever organized, like, small things, like birthday parties or whatever, but I can only imagine what it's like to have someone flake on you in a big way, like, sorry, I can't make your wedding. Oh, sorry, I missed your wedding, rather.
Or, sorry, I missed it. Well, not your funeral, but somebody's funeral that you both know.
I mean, if I die, you guys can miss my funeral. I'm okay with that. Like,
sorry, I missed the funeral. You can't respond, but it's cool.
Yeah, it's mostly just going to be, like, a bunch of 60s R&B music played. Well, actually, it might be pretty cool. You know, it might be some Sam Cooke. You know, there might be some Sam Cooke playing.
Oh, Sam Cooke is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, it'll very likely have some, yeah, if at my funeral, there's definitely going to be a Sam Cooke song played because I'm black. That's,
yeah.
Like, if you've ever gone to a black funeral and they didn't play, like, Change Gonna Come, like, I don't know where you were, honestly. I have no clue where you were. If you go to a black funeral and you don't hear I Was Born by the River in a little tent, like, where? That wasn't even a funeral. That was like a house party with a dead person. I'm kidding. Or am I? Or actually, I'm thinking about it. I'm like, actually, yeah, I think every black funeral I've ever been to, there's been at least one Sam Cooke song played. So, yeah. You can flake on my funeral, by the way. I won't mind. I won't be there. Well, this version of me won't be there. You know, dead me will be there. Dead me will be very judgy. So, you know, dead me is gonna send a text like, "Bro, really? Come on, man. Not gonna show up at my funeral? Dead?
I see you on your phone. Come on."
Yeah, but I'm dead. You live tweeting your own funeral? That'd be awesome. I want to live tweet my own funeral. You know what we didn't talk about? How do you deal with it? So say you're dating. Yes. So, like, let's say you're dating someone or you're in a relationship with someone and they flake constantly and you don't want to just end things. Like, with me, I'm very harsh and I'm like, I would never date that person. But what if, like, the good outweighs the bad and, like, the one bad thing is that this person flakes? What do you do?
Wow, this is going to sound very kind of therapeutic, but I would try to find, like, the source. Like, why are you flaking so much? Like, what is it that makes you want to drop playing all the time, you know?
That is, that's a good piece of advice.
Yeah, you know, like, what is it? What is it that, is it my plan? Is it the places I want to go to that you're not interested in? Like, what is the, that way we can avoid the flaky behavior? And then also, I would give them, you know, I'll give them some opportunities to not flake. I would tell them to start planning stuff, so that way it's harder to flake on your own ideas because you get excited for your own idea.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yes.
I really like the idea of figuring out why somebody flakes, because I did that with that person I was dating, where I was like, you know, like this weird passive-aggressive flake dance that we did. So I asked her, like, you know, what was the reason that you were flake constantly? And she told me why, and she told me, like, what I could do to, like, make her more comfortable. Because it was a matter of, like, I'm very uncomfortable with this, I don't know, da-da-da. So that could be it. That could honestly, I mean, if you're going to commit to dating someone who flakes all the time, you might as well try to put in the effort to try to figure out what you can do. I, today, am not going to date somebody who flakes, but, you know, if you're dating the love of your life, someone who's like a 90% match with you, and that 10% that you hate is flaking, yeah, that's fine. I can't date unreliable people these days. It's like, yo, I'm at the hospital, where are you? You told me you were having the baby today. I'm like, sorry, I had to flake. I had the baby in a ditch.
Oh, but that new Famigli on 10th Street is opening. I don't know.
A Famigli? The pizza place? Wait, are you saying that my hypothetical baby's moms would flake on giving birth to our firstborn child? God, what's my hypothetical firstborn child's baby's name?
I don't know. But Maximus. I feel like it would have to be Greek. You
Maximus.
Know?
So
I was thinking Artemis, but yeah, he's up with it.
Ooh, Artemis. That's a good one. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Artemis. Maximus is actually Latin, so Artemis works better. So flaked on giving birth to Artemis to go to Famiglia's? Not even like Famiglia's? Like, no shade to Famiglia's, but like, there's no way I'd go out of my way to go find a Famiglia. Do they even still have those?
Do they still have what?
The Famiglia, the pizza place.
Yeah. Well, I mean, last time I was in New York, they had it a spot in Queens.
True. It's too bad that chain never took off. It was just like Love's Pharmacy, you know, like, only real... It's like this podcast now has become a meme. Only real New Yorkers can relate. It's like Love's Pharmacy, Famiglia's, The Wiz. What else would be super New York? Oh, getting a beef patty with pepperoni and cheese on the inside.
Oh man, that is so good.
Yeah, that's the most New York. Those are the quintessential New York things if you're from the 80s. Only real New Yorkers can understand this.
Or a bagel from, you know, a coffee, donut, orange juice roll stand.
Oh yes. Yes, a street cart bagel. That's not even good. Those things are always bad.
Oh, those things. First of all, the butter is cold and it's
everything
thick.
Is cold. Like every time you get one, you're like, "Yo, this is exactly what I wanted." And then you get it, and you're like, "This is not what I wanted at all." Who wants a cold ass bagel from a cold ass street cart? Like, get out of here! I thought you were gonna say like an H&H bagel or something, which, you know, that would be cool. yes, it's funny how like New York has this reputation for food, but like some of the food in New York is garbage. Like street cart breakfast food is the worst breakfast. Street cart coffee though is pretty good. I will say that. Like, I fucking love streetcar coffee.
Their donuts aren't that bad.
Their donuts are pretty good because they all come from like a factory in Queens. Like, they all come from the same place. Just like all halal meat comes from like one guy. One guy is just chopping up chicken thighs for like all night. And then he's like, here's all your chicken meat and here's all your quote unquote lamb meat. You know, like, there's like one guy making all the donuts.
Walk with a skinless lamb on their shoulders. That thing looks creepy.
Oh, God. No, it looks like the Walking Dead.
The head is still on. Yeah, like they were walking. I was like, oh, my goodness. That's nasty.
Yeah. Oh, gross. Well, enough about street cart food. Delaney, yeah. I think that we've come to the conclusion where, or personally, I don't want to date flakes. But
me either. But, yeah. I would not want to.
Yes, I'm sure your wife would have an issue with that. I don't want to date flakes ever, but if I was dating somebody and then they turned out to be flaky and I thought that the good outweighed the bad, I really should try to get to the root of why they're flaking and see what I can do to sort of make it better. And if all else fails, never plan anything. Or, you know, maybe that's extreme, but that's how you can tell that's how I would approach it these days. But make them start planning stuff and see where it goes. I do think at some point in a relationship, you have to be like, yo, I have to date somebody reliable. And not every relationship needs to have this, like, reliable, very modern, like, you know, we are this and that, we're very adult. But at some point, you have to be smart enough to realize that even if your relationship isn't a marriage, even if it isn't traditional, like, not being able to rely on someone means that you're not really in a relationship with them. You're, like, kind of in a relationship with them. It's like dating in the early stages where you don't know where things are going and, like, why even be with somebody like that? But, hey, that's just me.
I agree. I definitely,
And if you are flaking, seriously, like, just tell people, like, if you, there's a difference between flaking and just declining or canceling. You can cancel, if you cancel ahead of time, fine. If you flake, like, the minute before, like, if you cancel the minute before, you're flaking. If you give someone enough time to reschedule, you're canceling, it's annoying, but, you know, just try to be a little considerate of people's time. That's more than anything else. Like, time is the one thing that you can never get back. So, you know, just be conscious of that and be respectful of that. Delaney, I think that's it. You have anything else to add?
No, that was solid.
All right.
All right. Well, I wish you all a good night, and thank you all for your support.
All right, Delaney, thank you for recording, and thank you, listener, for listening. Good luck out there. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Tao of Indifference podcast. If you liked this episode and want more sex, dating, and relationship advice, subscribe to the Tao of Indifference on iTunes or Stitcher. And check out the blog at taoofindifference.com for more sex, dating, and relationship advice. Thank you for listening, and good luck out there.